everybody. And in fact, I was in Mahabalipuram, and it took me quite some time to finally reach this venue. So I was late. Otherwise, I think I was supposed to come around 10:30. So I was delayed. But in any case, better late than never. And then let me straight away, therefore, since we have got very limited time at our disposal, let us get straight away get into the subject. Now today, you see, I am a multidisciplinary man, so as she has already said, so therefore anything connected with media or social aspects, I think I can talk very freely, and you are also very free to put questions. But before that, let me make some initial remarks. Now at this point of time, now I am heading the News Services Division of All India Radio. So you are all students connected with the mass media, electronic media, the print media and so on. So therefore, let me make some observations about the media scenario in general. Then I can come to All India Radio and the various initiatives which we have been taking to make the information available to the people at large in different languages, in different dialects throughout the length and breadth of the country. Now you see, today if you look at the media scenario, probably you are very young, so you are probably used to this new style of news presentation. If you open today in any morning any newspaper, particularly the major newspapers, you will find that there are so many stories on the front page which probably about 15 years ago would not have found place in the front page, definitely not found place in the front page, or might not have been there in the newspaper at all, or even if had it been there, it might be on the page 7 or page 8, maybe one short, small, one column story. But today, the concept of news has changed substantially. The economics is playing a major role. Now today, as you find that the life has become very difficult, a newspaper for its survival must have the economics in its favor. And economics in its favor means they must have the revenue being earned through whom? Through various advertisements. So if you see the newspaper, be it Times of India, Hindustan Times or any major newspaper, Indian Express, you will find, you see through the content analysis, a substantial part of the newspaper is filled with advertisements. Why? Because advertisements is paying. Advertisements bring money. Advertisements bring revenue. So this revenue is essential to see that your newspaper survives. You can meet the payment or requirements of payment for your news staff, for your other administrative staff or supporting staff, and also spend money for qualitative improvement of the presentation of the news or the material in the newspaper itself. So today the newspaper economics is determining the content of the news. How much you will, of the space you will devote to advertisement, how much of the space you will give it to the news, and what kind of news you will give, that is also determined by the tastes of the readers. If you feel a story of say murder or a story of investigation, a story of say any maybe apparently sensational, maybe a story apparently connected with some kind of immoral act, now you will find that is flashed in the newspaper, banner headline, 7 column, 8 column, 5, because people will like to see in the newspapers those material and want to see those materials and get, enjoy pleasure out of it. I can call it a vicarious kind of pleasure. So the readership goes up. If your circulation goes up, so you can tell your client advertisers that you see my newspaper is now having 7 lakh, 10 lakh, 8 lakh, 9 lakh circulation. So you advertise your product through us. So you earn more money. So therefore, the increasing the circulation has become the priority of the newspapers. And then again what has happened is, So today the newspaper economics is playing a dominant part in shaping the content, the kind of news. Another factor which has come is that the television. Now even 15-20 years ago there was hardly any television except Doordarshan. Now today a lot of channels have come. So that means hard news you know beforehand. Now a newspaper comes in the morning, but in the previous evening or the previous day you know what has happened. So then why you will be interested to read the same news which you have already known? So therefore the newspaper has to devise a new style of presentation. Now the hardcore news you know already, so therefore they feel that you must give some in-depth news, some views, some kind of off-the-record or off-beat kind of stories. So therefore the writing style, the presentation style is also changing. So on one side the need for economics, then another side the need of the new material because of the onset of plethora of channels which give you already the basic pieces of information, they ultimately determine the shape of things in the newspapers. So this is the scenario in the media newspaper. You are having a very competitive situation. So many newspapers, you want to be first in the news. You have a businessman corporatization. Now corporatization also determines shape of things. If the corporate owner believes in a particular ideology, political ideology, social ideology, your stories also have to follow that pattern. So therefore, these new things which have come have determining the shape of things. On top of it, another thing has come is the rapid revolution in the field of information technology. Now, because of this rapid development in information technology, now you are able today to use sophisticated technical equipment to qualitatively improve your content, production level, and also making it very interesting to the readers and the people at large. And also, it is making it possible for a story to know in real time. If something happens in the USA, which is on the other side of the hemisphere, now I know it same time, real time, today, which was not possible even 15-20 years ago. So therefore, these areas, these elements, these ingredients, new developments are shaping the things of the media today. Now,